The capital city, things seems to be very calm. Even if we hear some shooting a few minutes ago, it seems to be coming from the international airport of Bujumbura. Those who made the coup seems to be in control of most of the main places in the capital city, except the public radio and television. It seems like there's still some discussions between those who made the coup and those who don't agree with them to do the things softly instead of confronting.
Who controls the public radio station?
Those who still maybe want President Nkurunziza to stay in power, they are the ones who's in control of the public radio and television. This is the Minister of Defense and the Chief of Staff of the Army.
When you say that it seems that there is some discussion between the coup leaders and the supporters of the president, what does that mean?
It does mean that there's still some hesitations from some high-ranked officers, including the Minister of Defense and his Chief of Staff of the Army. But they seem to want to avoid fighting each other with the leaders of the coup. That's why the public station is still under the control of the Minister of Defense and the Chief of Staff of the Army.
What can you tell us? Where is President Nkurunziza?
He's supposed to be in Dar es Salaam for the moment. We've been told that he tried to fly to Kampala, but he came back to Tanzania. He was not allowed to come in Bujumbura because the airport is under the control of those who made the coup. That's why Mr. Nkurunziza, we've been told he's in Dar es Salaam for this night.
Are you saying that the Minister of Defense is still supporting President Nkurunziza?
There's some confusion about his position. That's why they are discussing with those who made the coup. They are not fighting for the moment, but there are tough discussions.
The coup leaders, do you believe they are prepared to make sure that the president does not come back?
Yeah, for sure. Because, you know, things have gone so far those last weeks. It's obvious if you see how the people in the capital city were so happy to hear about this coup and the demonstration of joy that they showed. Even tomorrow, it seems like there are going to be a big demonstration to support the coup. It's obvious that it won't be easy to say that the coup has failed. I think tomorrow may be a very dangerous day.
Are you saying that on Thursday that there's a plan for a demonstration to support the coup leaders?
Tomorrow, yes, for sure. Yeah.
Is there a possibility there can be some more clashes between the supporters of the president?
Not anymore, because those who used to shoot at the demonstrators were the policemen. Now the policemen left the street of Bujumbura. They went away because now that they saw that the army is trying to take control of the situation, they are not shooting at the people anymore.
To clarify, you are saying that President Nkurunziza has not returned to the country.
He has not returned to the country till now because the airport is under the control of those who made the coup.